responding to the author of A Generation of Baby Boomers, I think he's blaming the wrong people. He needs to look really at the 1% and the corporations and how they have really taken control of our political process and degraded our democracy in their own interests.
Hi, my name is Lisa Jobson. I'm calling from Woodstock. You know, I would just like to ask that we stop hearing about how Russia hacked the DNC or hacked the 2016 election until and unless we get some sort of proof. This is talked about on the roundtable. It's talked about on NPR. Jim McGovern was on the other day. Please, let's stop running these stories, this propaganda, until we have some proof.
Hi, my name is Laura. I live in Sunderland, Massachusetts, and I'm calling to Ira and Alan about the media project. I listen often. I'm thinking that a younger person on the panel sometimes might be really great.
Hi, this is Patrick Finnemore from Pittsfield, Massachusetts. And this morning, Tuesday morning at about 9:20 in the morning, Alan made a comment about 15 million people being kicked off of healthcare with what the Trump presidency is doing. That's a very false statement. The study that was done that says that 14 million people will possibly lose their health insurance due to either them choosing to go off or being unable to afford it.
Hi, my name's Chris. I just wanted to give you guys a call and just ask you a few questions. One, is every email that you receive in regards to President Trump a negative, or do you only read the ones that you want to read? Two, did Obama not say if you liked your doctor, you could keep your coverage? Three, how many people that are in Congress or in the Senate take money from lobbyists that have to do with pharmaceutical interests? Maybe you should look that fact up.
Hi, this is Barry Pritzker from Greenfield, New York. And I'm commenting on Pat Bradley's story on McGill University's de Sautel's Faculty of Management and their annual tour to emerging economic cities. She quotes a Professor Moore in praise of Donald Trump and Philippine President Duterte, which leads me to seriously question that faculty's commitment to democracy and human rights. Moore professed a, quote, more balanced view of Duterte, whose death squads have killed more than 3,600 people since July 1st, according to The Guardian. Trump hasn't gone there yet, but he does display a breathtaking contempt for democracy. I would hope that the Faculty of Management and McGill more generally inculcates in their students, if not their faculty, an understanding and appreciation of human rights as well as economic growth. Thank you.